The presidential campaign has shifted south and west, and candidates are struggling to get to all the states that vote next Tuesday. South Carolina, the scene of last night's candidate forum, is getting most of the attention from presidential possibilities who want to demonstrate they can help their party carry southern states. But Arizona also votes on Tuesday, and that primary will be what the state's governor calls the test in the West. NPR's Linda Wertheimer is in Phoenix.
The Cattlemen's Association is meeting in Phoenix this week, and a city that has shifted towards suburbs and golf courses suddenly looks something like it used to, with men in boots and cowboy hats converging on the center of town as if they were headed for the OK Corral. But the candidates who are scheduled to battle it out are hard to find. Wesley Clark was the first contender to make it to Arizona after New Hampshire. In a rally at the Kid Street Park in Phoenix on Wednesday, he drew a pretty good crowd, including quite a few veterans. Dave Blassey, who works for the city schools, served under General Clark.
He wasn't your typical commander. I mean, he was very good. He was hardcore, but he was also extremely fair, and he never forgot the enlisted troops and that they were the ones that did the work.
Lori Smith said she leans toward John Edwards, but came to hear Clark anyway.
I'm looking for anyone who can beat George W. Bush. That's basically it. So anyone who has the credentials to do that, and I think maybe Clark can do that.
Standing on a folding chair, General Clark gave a rousing speech about his values, faith, family, and at the top of the list, patriotism, which he turned into a criticism of the president's decision to go to war in Iraq.
He took us to war before we had our allies on board. He took us to war before we had a plan as to what we would do when we got to Baghdad. And he took us to war without the adequate forces to deal with the aftermath. That's not patriotic. That's bad leadership.
The Howard Dean campaign hopes for a desert drop by on Saturday. Joe Lieberman, who was endorsed yesterday by the Arizona Republic newspaper, may come Sunday. John Kerry is not expected until Monday, but has sent surrogates, including his senior senator, Ted Kennedy. When they do show up, the candidates will find big skies, blazing sunsets, desert palms along the main streets, and oranges thick on front yard trees. This is definitely not New Hampshire. But at a political hangout here in Phoenix, voters raised some of the same concerns. Ed Valenzuela is the director of the Arizona Fair Housing Center. He was an early supporter of Howard Dean.
He did things that were courageous while the others were just sitting back. But the way things are looking now, I've got to look it over again. I just want to support the person who I believe is going to be able to beat this administration.
Who's number one on your B list?
Well, I'm still looking favorably at Dean, but Kerry would probably be the next one. I do like Clark.
In Phoenix, the political hangout restaurants have names like Oaxaca and El Portal. That's where I met Ed Valenzuela, along with several others who are hesitating among Kerry, Clark, and Dean. Polls show Kerry leading, but not by much. Manuel Burrell works in the Arizona healthcare system. He also favored Dean, but explained why he now thinks Kerry might be a better choice.
Republicans like to bash on Democrats like as if we're anti-military and not patriotic enough, and it always makes me cringe. And I think Kerry could stand up to that abuse because he's a veteran.
Burrell also worries that Dean could lose the general election, and that concerns Angelita Vieques, who is a social worker.
The whole thing is that we certainly want to support someone that's going to be able to beat Bush. That's the bottom line. And all the candidates, I think, are good candidates. It's just who is the most electable. Honestly, I don't know if it's going to be so much on what their platforms are, because platforms are platforms, but who can beat Bush in the election? So I'm still undecided.
Democrats trying to decide before Arizona's primary on Tuesday. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Phoenix.